而且嘛真感谢咱会当大家来遮有真侪无共款的语言，其中包括台湾话。
Yesterday morning it was that I performed the funeral service for my uncle, and we sang in Japanese. We sang. It sounded so familiar as we were singing the hymn in Japanese. We sang. Seinaru, seinaru, seinaru kana. And it, as I heard you sing in Taiwanese, I thought, this sounds familiar.
在张在起的时阵，我有为着我的一个阿叔来有一个送礼，但是在迄个时阵，阮唱歌是伫日语，阮感觉讲日语甲台湾话是真像的。
It is good to remember that when the Lord spoke to the prophet Isaiah in a vision, and Isaiah saw heavenly worship, as he recorded in chapter 6, that the Lord did not give a vision of Isaiah hearing the words holy, holy, holy. That's English. Isaiah recorded the prophet, or recorded the vision in Hebrew, and he recorded kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Not holy, holy, holy.
咱都会记哩，伫以赛亚伊第六章有讲到，伊伫天顶听到上帝遐伫天国伫唱歌的时阵，伊毋是听到圣哉、圣哉、圣哉，伊听到的是希伯来文。
Now you may wonder why did we read these two odd passages of Scripture?
咱大家可能会想讲，咱为虾米咧读这两个圣经节咧？因是无关系的。
One about Moses and one about the Apostle Paul.
一个是在讲摩西，啊，另外一个是在讲圣徒保罗。
Think about Moses. Moses was called by God to go and lead the people of God, and Moses said, "No, I don't want to go."
咱大家想到摩西时阵，会想到讲，当伊上帝在呼叫伊要去带一些人出来给，但是伊的第一个反应是讲，无爱啊，主啊，我无爱去。
And what was the reason? He said, "I'm not a good speaker."
啊，什么原因呢？伊是讲我无真会晓讲话。
Moses was raised by the king of Egypt. He had the finest education.
摩西最细汉伫埃及的王宫内底长大，伊有上好的老师。
It's likely that he had the top university education.Something that Asians would value very much.
He had a very good education. This is what we as Asians are very happy and very happy.
But Moses said, "I don't speak well." And yet he was trained to be a communicator and a leader.
But Moses said to God, "I don't speak well." And yet he was trained to be a communicator and a leader. But Moses said to God, "I don't speak
People wonder, why did Moses say that? And some people think, oh, Moses probably stuttered, or he had problem speaking, a speech difficulty.
真多人想讲，摩西为什么会讲安尼呢？有可能伊讲话的时阵较无认真，伊讲话较无方便。
I don't believe it.
我无相信这是真的。
I'm not buying that story.
我相信这不是真。
I think Moses could speak fine.But I think Moses' problem, and what scared him, and what might scare you, was that Moses was asked to lead the Hebrew people. And Moses probably spoke bad Hebrew.
我相信讲，这不是真的，因为摩西伊自细汉就受这个教育，但是伊所吓惊，伊所较惊吓的代志，就是讲伊无真的晓讲希伯来文。
Have you ever been in that situation?
你敢有伫这个情况下？
You're asked to speak in front of your people, but you don't speak the language very well.
你要甲你同款的人在讲话，但是你无真会晓讲这个语言。
Very common experience for second and third generation Asian Americans.
这对第二代甲第三代的亚洲人、美国人来讲是真正常的代志。
Do you remember what happened when Moses was in the wilderness and he encountered women who came to water their flock, and people came to harass these women as they watered the flock.
咱敢会记哩，当摩西第一届到旷野的时阵，伊看到一挂女子带因的牛羊来食水，但是有挂人要来欺负这女子。
Moses scared away the harassers, and he let the women water their flocks, and they went home and said something to their father.
这个时阵，摩西赶走遐要欺负人的人，而且帮衬因来，让这牛羊会当啉水。
Do you remember what they said to their father?
啊，这个女子回来的时候，因跟伊老爸讲，你敢会记得伊在讲啥嘞？
They said, an Egyptian helped us.
因讲一个埃及人有帮衬阮。
Moses spoke excellent Egyptian. He went to the top Egyptian university.
摩西会晓讲埃及的话，伊是去受到一个埃及的教育。
These women in the desert didn't even realize that he was a Hebrew.
这些在旷野的女子完全不知道他是一个希伯来人。
Moses was bicultural. In his heart, he knew that he was a Hebrew. But his language and his appearance in many ways were Egyptian.
摩西是一个双文化的人，虽然他在心里知道他是一个希伯来人，但是他所受的教育和他的表现都是一个埃及的人。
Think about the Apostle Paul now.
咱大家都看，即马来看保罗。
Paul, as we read in Acts, was in jail.
保罗伫咱读着《使徒行传》内底是讲，伊是伫监内。
He was jailed because he was accused of being one of these disruptive Jewish worshippers.
伊伫监内，因为伊予人讲伊是伫做歹代志。
They were meddling with the other religious and business affairs of the day. Later, the people who had thrown him in jail found out that he was also a Roman citizen. Now they were afraid for what they had done to a citizen of Rome. They had mistreated him unjustly, and they could be in trouble for this. In fact, Paul was set free. Paul, because he was a Jew deep in his heart, but also because he was a Roman citizen, he was used in amazing ways by God. He was prepared for things that nobody else could do because he was bicultural. In the same way, Moses was used in a way that nobody else could have been used. Because he was prepared uniquely because he was bicultural.
同款，摩西嘛是受上帝重用，因为伊嘛是即特别是双文化的人。
Both of those men would struggle and have questions throughout their life of where do I belong?
这两个人在因的心内对开始都有真大的问题，到底我是属在倒位的？
So where do you belong?
所以咱大家是属在倒位的。
Where is your citizenship?
咱大家的公民国籍是伫倒位的。
Oh, that's a tender question, isn't it?
这是一个真难回答的问题。
These days, many Americans ponder what citizenship means in this current political climate and what some call a war on terror.
即马诶时阵，真侪人毋知影即个公民诶定义是啥物时阵。伫即马即个特别诶政治气氛，啊，佮有咱诶反恐怖战争。
But for many decades, Taiwanese Americans have pondered the question of citizenship in even deeper ways than most other Americans.
但是近几十年来，咱台湾诶美国人伫美国遮伫想即个公民诶问题时阵，拢有较深诶想法。
Where do we belong?
咱是属在倒位的。
Where did Moses belong?
摩西是属在倒位的。
Where did Paul belong?
保罗是属在倒位的。
Moses was, he was like an Egyptian. He had all the privileges of an Egyptian.
Moses 就亲像一个埃及人，伊自细汉就是长大伫埃及。
But Moses was Hebrew and had the call of God on his heart as a Hebrew.
但是摩西也是一个希伯来人，而且是一个上帝所呼召的。
The truth is that Moses and Paul and you and I, as followers of God, only belong in the kingdom of God.
所以是摩西，也是保罗，也是咱大家，拢是上帝的国度内底属于基督耶稣的人。
It's the only place we really belong as citizens.
这是咱唯一属地的地位。
This church, the Formosan Presbyterian Church of Orange County, is an expression of the kingdom of God.
这个教会，咱是甘关基督教会，就是一个上帝国度的代表。
It's not the whole kingdom of God, but it is a reflection of and a manifestation of the kingdom of God.
这不是上帝全部的国度，但是这是伊的一部分，嘛是伊的代表在这。
A question then, and this is the question I want to focus on now, is who is an insider and who is an outsider?
一个问题我要跟大家来问的就是说，谁是在里面，谁是在外面的？
Are you an insider or are you an outsider?
咱大家是在里面还是在外面？
There's a very important concept throughout the Bible of the alien.
圣经里面有一个很重要的话，就是叫 Alia， 这是一个希伯来话的一个字。
For the Hebrews, it was the concept of the Gentile, those people who are outside of the covenant of the people of God.
这个字的意思就是说是外口人，还是说外邦人。
In the New Testament, the Bible still talks about aliens, outsiders.Even though the covenant has been opened to Gentiles as well as Jews, there are still aliens that the Bible talks about.
在圣经里底，新约虽然已经上帝已经开给外邦人买当来信啊，但是伫遮嘛是有同款讲到这个话，就是外邦人甲所信的人。
Now the New Testament word for alien or stranger is a Greek word.And it's the word xenos. Whoa. Xenos. We could spell it xi, spelled with a xi, but we could spell it X-E-N-O-S.
Okay. The, so in the 新約裡面有用到這個字叫 xenos, 是一個希臘文，就是說不捌的人的意思。
In English, we hear this word in the word xenophobia.
在英语，咱会听到一个 xenophobia， 这个意思就是讲对外来的人的惊吓。
Xenophobia uses that word xenos with the word fear, and it means a fear or dread of foreigners.
就是这个字的意思，就是讲咱对外口来唔捌的人会惊吓。
Immigrants to the United States from Asia have long been subject to xenophobia.
咱对台湾，也是对世界各地搬来美国的人，拢有经过这个感觉。
But the Bible uses another word. It uses the word xenophilia.
但是圣经里底用的另外一个字叫做 xenophilia.
It's the love of the alien.
就是对外邦人的疼痛和关怀。
Christians are called to be lovers.Of aliens.
但基督教徒所需要的就是对外来、对其他人的疼痛。
Do you remember in the book of Hebrews in chapter 13?
咱大家敢会记哩？伫希伯来书第十三章有安尼讲。
We're told that we should welcome strangers.
咱就爱欢迎外邦的人。
Because in welcoming strangers.In welcoming strangers, sometimes you have given hospitality to angels without knowing it.
伊安尼讲，就是当咱只压制外邦人的时阵，可能往压制着天使，也阁唔知的。
The word the writer of Hebrews used is the word we get xenophilia from. He's saying, "Love the aliens because you have sometimes welcomed the xenos or the stranger, and in doing so, you are actually entertaining angels."
伫这时阵，伊用的字有挂是讲人客的惊吓跟人客疼痛，虽然是真诚，但是伊就是讲咱爱对因有所疼痛。
In Matthew chapter 25.Jesus uses the same word.
在马太福音第25章，耶稣有用同一个字。
Jesus tells in that sorting of the sheep and the goats. Jesus tells to those with whom he is pleased, "I was a stranger." The word is, "I was a xenos, and you visited me."
在耶稣讲到讲要分别无同款的羊的时阵，伊讲我是对外来的人，就是这个 xenos 这个 word 这个字。
The New Testament is full of this idea of our need to love the stranger, the outsider.
新约内底有足侪讲到，就是咱爱疼痛遐咱所唔捌的咱的人客。
Now I make a confession to you.
我即马要给大家承认一件代志。
My ancestors have been terrible at welcoming strangers.
我的爸母甲我的祖先因对新来的人唔是真欢迎。
In my own family, historically, we haven't been that great at welcoming strangers.
伫我家己的厝内，我对外来的人嘛无是真欢迎安尼。
I'm an American citizen. I'm a third generation American.Of Japanese ancestry.
山伊是第三代的，伫美国家出生的人。
But I have lived in Japan.
但是伊之前有伫日本住过。
I've served as a pastor in Tokyo.
我有伫东京遐做过一个牧师。
And I came face to face with my American Christian values of hospitality and Japanese values.Of exclusion of the outsider.
但是我有拄着讲，就是美国家基督徒咱的朋友，甲日本的态度有小争战、小拍的。
In the Japanese translation of Hebrews 13, where it talks about loving the stranger.
伫日本的圣经内底，伫讲希伯来书第十三章，讲爱疼痛这些旅行的人客时阵。
The word xenos or alien is simply translated tabibito.
伊这阵伊的翻译就是讲 tabibito.
Tabibito simply means a traveler.
这个字的意思就是一个在外口旅行的人。
It misses the whole point.
就是伊无讲到这个字真正的意思。
A better, a more honest Japanese translation should have been.
另外一个翻译，搁较正确的就是讲外邦人。
That the word of God says you should welcome the alien, the outsider, the one who is not liked by anyone else.
伫圣经内底所讲到的时阵，咱应该欢迎是咱甲咱无同款的人，外邦人。
The people we're called to love, or more like in Japanese, we should name them the gaijin or the yosomono.Or bugaisha, the people that are outside, not just travelers who are passing through. That's not the sense of the alien. We are called to love the people, as Jesus said, who are strangers, who are naked, who are sick, who are lonely, who are thirsty.
圣经内底讲的，唔是讲干那在旅行经过的人，而是来到阮家，但是咱唔知影的人，咱。因即马无啥通穿，因嘴大，因破病，因腹肚枵，咱都要照顾因。
We welcome strangers because we've been welcomed as strangers.
咱应该欢迎咱所唔捌的人，因为咱对上帝来讲嘛是唔捌，但是伊有欢迎咱。
So I want to offer you as a final instruction for today the words that come as a reminder in Ephesians chapter 2.
所以我直接要跟大家分享就是以弗所书第二章的一句圣经节。
In Ephesians 2, we are reminded that while we were still sinners, God sent Christ for us.
在以弗所书，咱有受到提醒，就是讲，虽然咱本来是有罪的人，但是上帝已经真疼咱，而且差耶稣基督。
When we were aliens from God, God did not abandon us, but God sent Christ to save us.
当咱是外邦人，唔捌上帝时阵，伊无将咱来弃杀，伊差遣耶稣基督来救赎咱。
And so, in Ephesians chapter 2:19, we read, "So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens."
所以，在以弗所书第二章第十九节，我来讲，安尼恁无搁做外面人寄卡的。
You are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are citizens with the saints.
恁无搁做外面人寄卡的，就是甲这些圣徒三国。
And also members of the household of God.
而且来做上帝厝内的人。
Built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
受基督底下的使徒甲先知的地基顶。
With Jesus Christ Himself, the cornerstone.
基督耶稣家己做这个厝角要紧的石。
We are all citizens of only one kingdom.
咱拢是共一个国度的公民。
And there is one King of Kings. This installation that we're about to experience is the act of a much greater kingdom. This installation is not just the act of this church, it's the act of the whole presbytery. A presbytery that reaches from San Clemente all the way to East Los Angeles. And we are one part of the much greater church of Jesus Christ, over whom there is one King, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. You were called to continue to swing open your doors to welcome those who are outside who do not know the King of Kings.
咱所应该做的就是咱爱开咱的门来跟大家分享咱所得到对上帝来的福事。
To welcome those who are different, who are outsiders, who need a place to belong.
爱欢迎甲咱无共款的人，对外口咱的人，需要咱帮助的人。
God has blessed you for 30 years.
上帝予咱的赏赐已经有30年
啊。For the next 30 years, may you welcome all who do not yet know Him.
我希望讲，咱大家伫国内30年，嘛会讲欢迎遐个唔捌上帝的人来到咱的教会中间。
Thanks be to God who has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and delivered us into the kingdom of His beloved Son, the welcoming kingdom.
咱真欢喜上帝对一个真黑暗的国度内底，把咱带到伊的子所在的国度，真光明，是一个欢迎人的国度。
In Jesus Christ, you are welcome here.
在耶稣基督的名内底。咱是大家拢受欢迎来到这的。
Remember to welcome the stranger.
咱都爱，会记你嘛爱欢迎甲接待外口咱所唔捌的人。
Amen.
Amen.